Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
64 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho say a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire on Sunday on a mountain, then began shooting when firefighters showed up. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
At approximately 2 o'clock, firefighters broadcast that they were being shot at on Canfield Mountain.
The third firefighter was shot and wounded. The gunman also found dead of a gunshot wound. Well, they finally broke for the night.
Under the previous order, the Senate stands adjourned until 9 a.m.
Members of the Senate expected to vote today on the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Democrats demanded that the bill be read aloud. It's nearly 1,000 pages and took nearly 16 hours to do so. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two Republican no votes on the bill, announcing he will not seek re-election in North Carolina. President Trump speaking out against him on social media. Trade talks with Canada resuming after Canada rescinded its plan to tax U.S. tech firms. This is ABC News. A new monument has now been built to honor a suburban Chicago boy who was a victim of an anti-Muslim hate crime 2 years ago.
The silhouette unveiled in Plainfield, Illinois, in a park where six-year-old Wadi Al-Fayoumi used to play. It depicts the boy making half a heart with his right hand. The monument completes the heart. Wadi was stabbed to death in 2023. Ahmed Rahab of the Chicago chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations says the boy
knew little about what was going on in the world of politics and wars,
but was targeted
simply and only because he was Palestinian and Muslim.
The family's landlord later convicted of murder and committing a hate crime. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The nation's largest pride parade out in full force on Sunday. The New York City parade commemorating the Stonewall Uprising 56 years ago. There was gunfire, however, not far from the Stonewall Monument in the West Village after the parade. One victim in critical condition. It's unclear if the shooting was related to pride events. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Independence Day is just around the corner, and we all have family and friends that have served to guarantee our lives, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At the Creative Outlet, you can find scrapbooking supplies for all branches of the military to honor their service that guarantees our freedom. Our store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. This is Heather, owner of the Creative Outlet, hoping that you all have a safe and happy Independence Day.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Coming up, a look at weather. Also, Hank Bray is busy working on some jokes. He's been kind of reading through the bottoms of Dixie cups. And but anyway, we'll see what happens here a little bit later on today in Action Pack Monday morning with WRCO.
You may have noticed that Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court and Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
For the At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, a high of 84 with a 30% chance of some spotty showers or thunderstorms from midday on. Tonight, isolated showers possible early, then partly cloudy, a low of 61. Tuesday, a good amount of sunshine, not as humid, and a high of 83. Wednesday, 86 with a slight chance of a shower later on. And Thursday, 88 with isolated showers possible. For the 4th, partly sunny, hot, and humid. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially late in the day. And a high of 90 degrees. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're up one from the overnight low. It's 65 degrees. Good Monday morning.
For somewhere wind, I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia.
Mike Shelton on WRCO. She's probably in Texas. Among the things to recognize and celebrate today, it is Please Take My Children to Work Day, created for part-time and full-time stay-at-home moms by Jen Singer. Tired and overworked, sometimes laboring 100 hours a week, stay-at-home moms rarely get a day away from their routines. Worse yet, many people perceive them as not working at all, as they don't get paid all the time for what they do. Singer created the tongue-in-cheek named Day in part to change that perception. It is Please Take My Children to Work Day. It's also Social Media Day. It's National Organization for Women Day. And National Asteroid, Meteor, and Sailor Moon Day on the 30th of June. Make the most of it today. Here's a brand new one from Zach Top.
Smoke, baller in a Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road, talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, that was all there was to life, good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Through the ice and pass them around, waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, that was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Nothing to lose, guess there really wasn't nothing else to do, but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all.
Life on earth would sure be hell without that. my woman's eye. Simplicity was once a way of life, now it's buried with our past. Dollar used to go a long, long way, now it just goes fast. Oh, how I wish that I could be as free as our Union Eagle flies. But the only time I'm free is when I view the heaven in my woman's eyes. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that makes life's hell a better place to be. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that gives the inspiration that I need. Sometimes it seems a man is born to lose no matter how hard he tries. Life on earth would sure be hell without the heaven in my woman's eye. Life on earth would sure be hell without the heaven in my woman's eye.
A great tune from Tracy Byrd on WRCO. It is now 18 minutes after 7.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Baseball is a game of generations, and so is public transportation.
Town Taxi has been serving Richland Center, Wisconsin, and its surrounding communities since 1978.
Under new ownership with a new focus, we offer local transportation for all your daily needs, as well as long-distance trips and a variety of vehicles for vacation airport service and even wheelchair or walker accommodations for our senior and disabled customers.
So when the game of life has you stuck on second, let the local favorites at Town Taxi get you home
or send you away.
Call 608-647-3114 today.
Get $15 back right now with mail-in rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain. Cabot Stain comes in an oil-based or water-based formula and is available as transparent, semi-transparent, or solid colors. Cabot Stains are pigmented for extra UV protection from the sun, water, and extreme conditions and is ideal for siding, fences, or decks. Save $15 right now with mail-in or online rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Coach Johnson here, and since June 21st was the official start of summer, I'm offering 21% off your first order or first time ordering over 6 months as part of my Summer Slim Down Challenge. This offer is good through the end of June. I'm putting my money where my mouth is because I believe in our program. The program works if you work the program. Reach out today on Facebook to Jamie Johnson or call me at 608-604-7751 and join me in my Summer Slim Down Challenge.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
It's summer. Time for festivals, water fun, and sunburns? Not if Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital has a say in your day. Stock up on sunscreen and after sun care and save 25% the entire month of June. Head pharmacist Dr. Madeline Oy will help you pick out the right sunscreen for your adventure and skin type. She'll talk to you about relief if your skin takes on too much sun. Keep those rays at bay.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good,
yes.
Good. How are you doing?
Well, you know.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Busy.
It got warm?
Got very warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had some grandbabies around. So
oh.
Yesterday.
So the heat didn't matter then?
Heat didn't matter so much. Played Barbies last night for a couple of hours. Yeah.
Well.
Oakley and I.
Says a lot of way you're dressed today. Did you let Oakley dress you?
No. But with people staying over, I have to kind of get dressed and leave in the dark. You know, I can't turn on any lights.
Oh, well.
So I had to be careful.
Normal for you.
Right.
Always in the dark.
That's why sometimes my shirt's on inside out when I, you know, leave, because I can't
is
tell.
It not, no, it's no, good
it's,
today.
It's right.
Yeah,
it's
you look
right.
Like an umpire.
One day, yeah, thank you. Last week, that's a compliment, I think, isn't it?
Yes, sort of.
Yeah. As long as I'm not looking like an umpire with a chest protector underneath my shirt or anything like that.
It was warm yesterday.
Yes, it was.
I got hot.
Yes, it was hot and smoky. Unfortunately, there was a fire in Muscogee as well, and smoke was billowing right over the field for
about six innings?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so hope everybody's okay
from
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, good to have you here. Did you have any chance to find some jokes this weekend, or
no? It was hot, and I've been hot and heartbroken. You know,
heartbroken.
Just hot. It's just so hot. I was burning up yesterday.
Hmm.
I sweated through my shirt.
Yeah, but you're from the South. You should be used to this, right?
I've been up here for a while. So, but anyway, I was talking to some people, and I go, I think you have a deep seated fear of marriage. Huh? Do you know the symptoms? Do you know the symptoms?
Of what? Of marriage?
A deep-seated fear of marriage.
Deep-seated fear of marriage. No, I don't think so.
It says, I can't say I do.
I should have known that. Oh, boy. How did I miss that punchline?
I don't know, but you
that
did.
That was a softball lob there. I missed it.
My wife told me that she was getting really angry at me, Phil.
Really?
Yes. For singing, I'm a Believer.
I'm a Believer.
Yeah. On repeat.
Uh-huh.
She thought, I thought she was joking, and then I saw her face.
Oh.
I saw her face.
I'm a believer. You know, Hank, I was curious as to what happened to the sun.
Really?
So I stayed up all night, and then it dawned on me.
It dawned on you. That's pretty good,
Thank
Phil.
Thank you. That's sixth grade comedy.
Yep, that's pretty good.
Do you know why Taylor stand up quickly?
Why who?
Why Taylor's stand up quickly.
They found a needle?
They're sitting on pins and needles.
Yes.
Close. Yeah, not bad.
My son goes, Dad, can I eat the cake in the fridge? And I said, sure, son. I said, but the dining room table would probably be more comfortable.
Be better. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, it's not cool to, well, it is cool to sit in there, but you shouldn't. No, dangerous.
Oh, there's a lot of food comes out from the light of the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to check that light bulb in the fridge.
Yeah, I know. I have like three extra.
Do you?
Yeah, just to make sure it burns, if it burns out.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. God is talking to a crow. God goes, you're a crow. Crow goes, nice. God goes, a group of birds is called a flock.
Uh-huh.
The crow goes, a flock? Question mark? Hmm. God, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Crow, not ringing any bells with me. God sighs, and it means you stick together. The crow goes, yeah, Velcros.
And we're off and rolling. Chet's feed, seed, and such with Chet's chuckle today.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hey, Hank, why should you never let an impressionist painter park?
I don't know.
They can never remember where the van goes.
Where do you get this?
Thank you very much.
Hey, I hear your cousin invented, one guy says to the other guy, he says, I hear your cousin invented a new acid that will eat through absolutely anything.
Really?
Yeah, and the other cousin goes, yep, now he's trying to invent something to keep it in.
Sad.
You know, the thermos bottle, Phil, is one of the greatest inventions in history.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and one guy goes, why in the world would you say that? Oh. Yeah, because if you put something cold in it, it keeps it cold. And if you put something hot in it, it keeps it hot. What's so great about that? The other guy says, well, how does it know?
Yeah, how does it know? That's a good point. I'll tell you, the thermos bottle came in handy over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
My goodness.
Yeah, my little thermos bag did too.
Did it? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wife to the husband goes, I'll have you know, when I was a young girl, I used to make all the boyfriends jealous.
Really?
The husband goes, yeah, they got jealous when they saw somebody else's girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, my dad was a conjoined twin, Phil. Did you know this?
I didn't know that about Pa Bray.
Yeah, we used to refer to his brother as my uncle on my father's side. And then they were surgically separated.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's my uncle once removed.
Sad.
It's a tough world down there.
I didn't know that about your family.
Yeah, yeah, a tough kinda world.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, you know how to get rid of butterflies?
No.
Like, when you're... In your tummy, you know.
Oh, in your tummy.
Yeah, and you need to stop eating the caterpillars.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hey, they're only getting better here.
Well, you know, I would say.
These are handwritten ones for me.
Handwritten ones? Yeah. They're ones you've heard.
No.
Interpreted.
No. I'm going to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, Phil.
Really?
Yeah. I just can't stop cold turkey.
You better say that for November.
Yeah. Out of 8 billion people, this is me on the way to work this morning, okay?
Oh, you're contemplating this.
Out of 8 billion people in the world, Phil, on Earth, okay, I'm the only one knows how to drive.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose, yeah. Yeah, the other person's thinking that of themselves, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah, like, who's that crazy nut, you know?
My neighbor come over the other day and said that, you know what, I can't pay my water bill.
Oh.
So I sent him a get well soon card.
Certainly. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Thought maybe you could give him a donation. You could
put
some in a cup and
get well soon.
Get well soon.
Instead of city water, you can have a well.
Get a well.
Yeah.
Start drilling.
Tell me a joke about a flat tire.
No pressure. Oh, boy. I wouldn't say they're getting better.
I don't think they're getting better at all.
You're inflating them.
Hey, you know the best cure for insomnia, Phil? Sleep.
A hammer.
Sleep. Yeah, a hammer would work too, wouldn't it?
Hank, did you hear they are making round bales of hay illegal in Wisconsin?
They don't get a square meal.
Did you know that? Oh,
sorry, Phil.
That's all right.
I took the punchline away.
That's all right.
One guy says, "Are you?" He says, "You say he's planning to marry his ex wife's sister? Yeah, yeah, the guy says. That way you don't have to break in a new mother-in-law.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wife to husband, do you think I favor my mother? The husband goes, yeah, but it's not what I call a favor.
Oh, thus, and then you wonder.
There's no wondering
you
why.
You wonder why they ain't a ring on that finger right there. I tell you what.
Do you have insurance? One guy says, and he goes, yes. And the other guy goes, accident? He goes, no, bought it on purpose.
Oh, accidental insurance. Yes, yes.
We probably need that around here.
Well, maybe some days. What was that? Was that the kicker?
No. Oh, it wasn't the kicker. No. I have one more than the kicker.
All right.
The economy is weird, remarked one worker to another. My bank failed before the toaster did. Thus, and through, hey, open a free account and you get a toaster.
So we have. I told you about our toaster before. It's a Chicago Bears toaster.
Oh, it still works?
Well, that's the amazing thing. I don't know what's going on. We've had it for several years. It puts a big bear symbol on the toast.
Does it really?
Somebody gave that to June. You know, I've seen Green Bay Packer ones, too, but we've got the Bears one.
Oh, and this actually does its job?
Yeah, the Bears are always toast, I guess.
That's your joke,
John
not
Denver,
mine.
John Denver coming up.
All right, buddy, here's your kicker.
All right.
It's about a sales guy. Imagine that.
A sales guy.
Yeah. The sales manager was complaining to a colleague about one of his salesmen. George is so forgetful that it's a wonder that he can sell anything. I asked him to pick up some sandwiches on his way back from lunch, but I'm not sure he'll even remember to come back.
Yeah.
You ever have that problem?
No, I don't think so.
Not in here, though.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Just then, the door flew open, and in came George. You'll never guess what happened, he shouted. At lunch, I met Fred Brown, the president of a Fortune 500 company who hadn't bought anything from us in 10 years. Well, we got to talking, and he gave me an order worth $15 million.
Wow.
That's a big order.
Big day.
See, the sales manager said, I told you he'd forget the sandwiches.
You can relate. Yeah. Right.
Well, so, not $15 million.
No. $15.
No, I forget the sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Buddy, have a great day and be kind.
That's Hank Bray, and that's it for Chet's Chuckle today.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
With
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Iconic moments, June 3rd, 1936. Margaret Mitchell's novel, Gone with the Wind, was released. 1958, the U.S. Senate passed the Alaska Statehood Bill. And in 1994, the U.S. Figure Skating Association stripped Tonya Harding of the national championship and banned her for life for her role in the attack on rival Nancy Kerrigan. That made a lot of news, and a future movie, I, Tonya, was made some years ago about that event. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
First of all, right out of the gate, a happy retirement to Monsignor Shekel. Today is his final day of serving St. Mary Parish here in Richland Center, so good luck in your next chapters from your St. Mary parishioners today, too. Monsignor Roger Shekel, happy retirement. Happy third birthday today to Maverick Timothy Robert Cruz from Auntie Lou. Happy wishes as well to Ella Ray Prohaska, love from Mima and Grandpa. Happy 70th, happiest 17th birthday, Ella Ray. Special greetings to Karen Knoble. Enjoy your day from Deb, Chris, and Addison. Also today, happy birthday wishes from Daisy and Duke. Thanks for what you do every day. Nancy Barrett, love from Trina, Tyler, Aiden, Addie, Ashton, and Tisha. Also to Lila DeVries from St. Mary's School in Richland Center. Happy birthday to Pat Blado from her loving sister, Mary, and also to Pat from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday to both Keith and Jodine Hillesheim today from Al and Carmen. The Bloom City Town Crier saluting Karen Knoble, Cole Muller, Kevin O'Halloran, Bruce Raisler, and Aaron Troxell. Happy wishes as well from Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions on the 30th to Tyler Biba, Dorothy Hackle, and Cindy Portwine, along with Kurt Thompson. Carly Nondorf celebrates as well. Happy birthday anniversary greetings from Richland Center United Methodist Church. First of all, the birthdays, Ryan B. and Michael Subra, and happy anniversary, Bill and Julie Stebbins. And happy birthday from the RC Lions today to Helen Rimkus, Blake McCoy, Henry Perry, Aaron Troxell, Ryan B., Randy Schmidt, Aiden Leroy Wilson. Happy anniversary, Bill and Julie Stebbins, Kathleen and Louie Wilson, Sean and Katie Myers, and Jimmy and Heather Bogardis as well.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
7:41 the time. We're at 68 degrees, headed toward 84 a little bit later on today. We could be in line for more showers and thunderstorms. When that rain came yesterday, it came out quite quickly, and we kind of got caught in the rain. That's all right. You know, run into the car through the rain. That's all right. I kind of needed a shower, especially after a hot ball game yesterday in Muscadet.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gonna be. Hometown is a heaven on earth. Sundays are for football and church. The world turns, but I believe it's always gonna be. Been drinking kids on a back road. Good country songs on the radio. Tailgates falling down on a Friday. Long goodbye kisses in the driveway. Long as the sun keeps coming out. Long as the Mississippi River runs. Baby, just like you and me. Some things are always gonna be. Girl, your eyes are my favorite blue. A double take when I wake up with you.
WRCO Radio. Have a great day, whatever you have planned. Trying to figure out how to keep all the little rabbits away from all of the cabbage good to eat and all of that stuff. You know, I've got some, like, natural repellent, but I don't know. That's not making a difference. It's a rabbit population explosion in Sextonville going on right now, and Miss June is just trying to find a way to stay out of it. I'm willing to be a live scarecrow while I'm home, but it hasn't been that much here lately. Nonetheless, Joanne has the news coming up next, and we'll report more about that later.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Variably cloudy and muggy today, a 30% chance of some spotty showers or thunderstorms from midday on, with a high of 84. Tonight, isolated showers possible early, then partly cloudy with a low of 61. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds at 4 miles per hour, and it is a sunny 68 degrees.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. At the Capitol, while Republicans grapple over the budget, Democrats have been watching from the sidelines. On WISN's Upfront, Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson says they're firm on voting against the Republican proposals. Johnson says even approval from Governor Tony Evers might not be enough for Senate Democrats who want to ensure a good deal for their constituents. With at least two Senate Republicans signaling no votes, Republican leadership would need Democratic support to get the budget ready by the end of Monday. The JFC met late Friday night to approve some budget items, but much more needs to be completed before it can come to the floor for a vote. President Donald Trump's proposed federal budget has passed a Senate vote with help from Wisconsin's previously opposed Republican senator. After signaling his disapproval with President Trump's big, beautiful budget measure for several weeks, Senator Ron Johnson voted it forward on Friday night. The vote was procedural, and it only barely passed the chamber after two other Republicans voted against it. Johnson had repeatedly said he was against the bill on the grounds it cut too much and would still increase the federal deficit by billions of dollars. The Senate may bring the bill to the floor for a full vote for the bill before July 4th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wins a lawsuit on electric vehicle infrastructure funding. A multi-state coalition has won the suit, which alleged President Donald Trump overstepped his authority by directing the Federal Highway Administration to withhold funds for the National Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program to help states install EV charging stations along major corridors. In a statement, Call says the funding freeze threatened more than $62 million in grants to put EV charging stations in Wisconsin businesses, such as gas stations, restaurants, and hotels. The latest Marquette Law School poll came out last Wednesday. It surveyed just under 900 voters earlier this month on things like the state and federal budgets and the 2026 governor's race. But it also asked about cell phone use in schools, and the response was clear. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin said, quote, "We can be quick on this. Get rid of your kids' cell phones," end quote. 89% say not in classes, 72% support banning cell phones throughout the school day, including lunch and between classes. It's a timely issue for the Richland School District, where the local school board is weighing a change for phone use in the high school. This new language would restrict cell phone use during the day, whereas it is currently allowed in common areas before and after school, during passing times, and during lunch. The school board listed a number of reasons for the switch: to help students concentrate, reduce stress, and encourage health boundaries, and for clear communication with families and to prevent misinformation during emergencies. That proposal heads back to the school board next month. The conversation happens as there's new national research on the link between screen time and mental well-being for youth. A study published last week in the medical journal JAMA followed over 4,000 9 and 10-year-olds over 4 years. It found that children with high or increasing levels of addictive screen use, especially for social media or video games, were more likely to show signs of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Researchers caution that the study shows a link but doesn't prove causation. A hit and run was reported to the Grand County Sheriff's Department Saturday morning at approximately 10:45. The crash occurred on County Highway A, just east of Highway 129 in South Lancaster Township. The report stated that a dark-colored SUV struck a bicyclist and continued driving west on County Highway A at a high rate of speed. Lancaster EMS was dispatched to the scene and MedFlight was notified due to the serious injuries suffered by the bicyclist. The victim was transported to Grant County Regional Health Center and then immediately transported to UW Hospital by MedFlight for further treatment of their injuries. When deputies arrived on scene, they located parts from the offending vehicle. Deputies began to search the area for a dark-colored SUV with damage to the passenger side and missing a passenger side mirror. A short time later, Grant County Dispatch received a report of a disabled vehicle on County Highway E, approximately a mile east of Highway 61. Deputies responded to the scene and found a dark gray SUV parked along the road with a flat front passenger tire. The vehicle also had damage to the front passenger side of the vehicle and was missing a passenger side mirror. When deputies made contact with the driver, 54-year-old John Goomey of Platteville, Goomey showed signs of impairment. After a subsequent investigation, Goomey was taken into custody and booked into the Grant County Jail on charges of operating while intoxicated, causing injury, and hit and run causing great bodily harm. Also Saturday afternoon at approximately 1 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a motorcycle crash with injuries located near the 7,000 block of Airport Road in Ellenboro Township. When deputies arrived, they learned John Imel, 64, of Polo, Illinois, was traveling west on Airport Road on his motorcycle. The heavy rain at the time caused slippery road conditions and visibility was limited. Imel failed to negotiate a sharp curve in the roadway, which caused Imel to have to put the motorcycle onto its side. As a result of the crash, Imel's passenger, Melinda Imel, 64 of Polo, Illinois, suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to Grant Regional Health Center by Lancaster EMS. John Imel was uninjured. A Wisconsin man serving time for attempting to kill his mother has been sentenced to life in prison for strangling his cellmate. A jury found 25-year-old Jackson Vogel guilty of first-degree intentional homicide for the death of 19-year-old Michael Loreno at Green Bay Correctional Institution last year. Vogel admitted to killing Loreno because he was black and gay. On Friday, a judge ruled Vogel will serve life without the possibility of parole. Vogel, already serving a 20-year sentence for attacking his mother in 2018, expressed some regret during sentencing. The prison, a maximum security facility, has been operating since 1898. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is offering free RFID identification tags for cattle and bison this summer. According to a press release, the DATCAP has a limited supply of the RFID tags and expects them to be available until around late September. The tags were applied by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They can be ordered in multiples of 1,000, and there is a 5,000 tag limit. The agency is also offering separate orange button tags for veterinarians for identification when vaccinating against brucellosis. The Wisconsin Technology Council is now accepting applications for the 2025 Wisconsin Innovation Awards. The event seeks to recognize innovative ideas from companies across the state with multiple categories of awards, including fields like manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture. Interested companies can apply for the event themselves or residents can nominate them for recognition. The application and the nomination process are available online and must be submitted by July 15th. The awards ceremony will be held in November. As the busy 4th of July holiday gets closer, the American Red Cross asks donors to celebrate by making a blood or platelet donation appointment to help power the blood supply through midsummer. While all blood types are needed, donors with type O blood are most urgently needed. Making and keeping donation appointments now is critical to ensuring blood products are available for all patients, including those in trauma situations that may require several life-saving transfusions in the weeks to come. A blood drive will be held today from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Don't wait. Add a blood or platelet donation appointment to your summer calendar today by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities for the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities, which will take place October 4th through 12th. To be part of the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities program, landowners must have at least 60 acres available, be able to host at least 3 hunters, and complete an online application by tomorrow, July 1st. The DNR asks interested landowners to fill in all the property information fields on the application. For more information, visit the DNR's Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Monday, June 30th. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center, died June 16th at home. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center. Ralph M. Haas, 93, of Spring Green, died last Monday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison due to complications following a fall. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Spring Green American Legion Post 253. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church today from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the High Ground Veterans Memorial Park in Neillsville. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Ralph M. Haas, 93, of Spring Green. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of Rural Ronnie Walk, died yesterday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Greenwood Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Wednesday from 4 until 7. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of Rural Waniwak. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, July 12th at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, July 12th from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hey
8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. Two Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body with a rifle nearby. The Senate is set to vote today on President Trump's budget bill. Two Republican senators voting no in preliminary votes, including North Carolina is Tom Tillis.
Tillis says that he's voting against the bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC